Namaste everyone. We welcome you to the second session of our podcast. Today we have with us a great personality whom we are very fortunate to have been able to spend time with and understand his way or his approach to homeopathy as it is seen today. My friend Anvesh will give a short introduction as to who this personality is.
Namaste. In regarding to know and explore basic thoughts and views of homeopathy through podcasts, we given a pause at a great scholar in homeopathy and a psychologist as well. He is Dr. Vavilala Venkata Ramakrishna Shastri Garu, as a known VVRK Shastri, who gave his professional life to Syndicate Bank as a manager. And by God's grace, he was successfully transferred to many places across South India for the welfare of the society, where he got an appreciation opportunity to open homeopathic free dispensaries and conducted free homeo classes to the volunteers, which is now a base for the dispensaries to run on their own. The branches were in Anantapur, Ballari, Barampuram, Hyderabad, Guntakal, Karnool, Raichur. And personally, he is a great human being with golden heart, which is proved by his services all over, day and night, in serving the poor and regarding their health. There are thousands of families which were held back from drowning into miserable state of life through his words and life advices. Seen back, he is a master of science in psychology. He is founder director in Master Training Academy, training in soft skills like motivation, stress management, spiritual intelligence, training for college students in character building, etc., where he is a great professor. And in many psychology schools and colleges also, he gives many lectures to public or general health and well-being, and through YouTube medium as VVRK Shastri. Thank you.
We welcome you, sir.
Thank you.
When Anvesh and I were thinking of whom we can get for this podcast, we had already met you before once, and we just realized that even though we have completed 5.5 years of education, how much little we know in the subject, especially when we met you, that realization happened. And it is our good fortune and it is our very good opportunity that we have got to meet a person like you.
Thank you.
And to get you for this podcast. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Today's topic that we are trying to uncover is, in general, as we have already said, for these three sections, for the common people and for the students and interns who are part of the homeopathic fraternity and also the practitioners. So, in this view, we would like to ask you about your experience, your vast experience, as to how homeopathy has changed from when you started out to today.
Namaskar. I thank Dr. Aditya and Dr. Anvesh for inviting me to this podcast. I'm very happy to associate myself with this two guys. Homeopathy is a science which is the future of this country. Fortunately or unfortunately, the COVID has thrown more light on homeopathy than common man. The purpose of practicing homeopathy is to be felt by the government and also the common man. Even today, there are many people who are so-called educated. They do not have idea about the science of homeopathy. So through this type of broadcast, we have to introduce homeopathy to the common man.
True, sir.
Whatever the percentage what we are touching in the society, it is not even 1%.
Yeah.
The other day, somebody I prescribed over phone and asked him to take one dose. He is an engineer by profession.
Okay.
When I asked him to take one dose, sir, one dose means how many pills? So he does not know that one dose, the 4 or 5 pills are enough.
Yeah.
And he said, I never used homeopathy. I don't know what is homeopathy. So the homeopathy science is to be spread among the common man. And this can be done by the social media like this. So many people should try to know what is homeopathy.
Yes.
Basically, we have to understand that the disease cause lies in the much, much deeper layers in the person, not in the outer layers like any organ or any tissue.
Yeah.
Homeopathy is the only system which can remove the cause of the disease. See, the other day there was a case where my colleague's father suddenly became ill at morning 5 o'clock, 4:30 or 5 o'clock. He called me and we took him to the government hospital where the in-charge doctor for the night, that emergency ward is there, casualty. The in-charge doctor was an orthopedician. So when we took this old man of about 75 years old man, totally unconscious, and we don't know why what happened, suddenly he went into unconscious. Up to last night also, we took food and it was normal. So when we took him to the doctor, he said, this is not my department. I do not know what happened. I will just give him, put him on some drips or something. Morning, the doctor will come at 9:30. So, basically, that orthopedician doctor is worried only about the orthopedic department.
Yeah.
But he was the in-charge for that night. In that
emergency
department. Yeah. So, should the patient die? Suppose he dies up to 9:30, the duty doctor will come. That the particular general physician, they call it a general physician. They do not know what happened. And he was not able to diagnose anything. He tested, they have taken BP and everything, temperature. But ultimately he said, I'm sorry. I don't know what is happening. So, do we call it as a science? I doubt very much to call allopathy as a full science. Whereas homeopathy addresses such cases very nicely. So, in my opinion, all the government hospitals should have one homeopathy doctor also.
Yes.
And that homeopathy doctor should be available for 24 hours. Number one. Number two, in such cases where the cause is not known or the patient is not in conscious to express the symptoms, even the attendants of the patients also they do not know. But homeopathy can solve such issues also. Just opium 200, one dose would have helped him. This is to be understood by the common man as well as the government. Why I am calling government? Because unless the government encourages the Ayush department,
yeah,
then all the Ayush, all the branches are really good. And homeopathy is a science, though taken birth in Germany. Dr. Hahnemann is a visionary actually. He's a drashta, we call him as Rishi.
Yeah.
He could see what will happen after 2 centuries. These people may have to stop taking food and only tablets they have to take. That was the vision given by Dr. Hahnemann. Because one disease, one medicine, one tissue change, one medicine, one organ, one medicine. Like that he thought, during those days only alkaloids and acids were being given. Even my childhood days, I know our doctor was giving red liquid for fever, white liquid for either constipation, right? There were only 3 types of medicines he was giving. I know the doctor and he was a family doctor. For all the kinds of ailments, he is the doctor. And fortunately, he knows homeopathy, he knows allopathy, he knows also the naturopathy. And he was having one small microscope. There itself used to see the cause of the disease also through blood test. He knows everything.
That's really nice.
And his qualification was only LIM. He's not a qualified person, like MBBS. He studied, that is called Licentiate of Indian Medicine. So Madras, it was a 2-year course. He did that. But he was so famous doctor, huge queue will be there always. And we should carry bottles to take the medicine. Then he will write this red bottle for this liquid for fever, this liquid for this person. Like that were 2-3 members of FIGO. In fact, that was actually much better than the present system. The more you go for the specialization, it might be useful for surgery cases.
Mm.
Surgical cases, you need specialization. But what about common man and common ailments like fever, cough, cold, where the causation is most important? That is not considered. Fever is there, kill the fever. Even if something is there, give antibiotics, you kill the bacteria, kill. Ultimately, mine is killed.
Yes.
That is not the solution. There must be some idea about the life of the individual, the life force or the vital force, what we call in homeopathy. So if the doctor knows much about it, and any problem in the man or the person, it is expressed through set of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So in homeopathy, it is very clearly said, the provings. This set of symptoms require this medicine. It's a materia medica, we call it as.
Mm-hmm.
Group of symptoms are there. In fact, we need not do any experiment. Many people think that homeopathy, are you doing experiment on me? We don't need to do any experiments. Already experiments are done on healthy human beings.
Yes.
Not on animals or rats or something like that.
Mm.
So this is the science to be encouraged by every person.
True.
Each and every individual, whoever is listening to this program also.
Mm.
I request you to know about homeopathy. It is, my information is available in Google. Just Google it, what is homeopathy? Absolutely no side effects.
Yeah.
And this is a science where the people should demand homeopathy.
Yes.
When you demand homeopathy, more people will practice homeopathy. Unfortunately, the qualified doctors in homeopathy, some of them are practicing allopathy, but not homeopathy. Why? Because they do not get number of patients, they do not get the proper cure, and allopathy is very easy to suppress the disease. So that is my opinion in general. What I feel is, first, let the idea of homeopathy be spread amongst the common man, and the government also should rethink about encouraging the systems of homeopathy and Ayurveda, and the people should demand homeopathy.
Yeah.
We want homeopathy doctors. That is my opinion.
Yes, sir. Very wonderfully put. And you have brushed over a lot of topics, which I shall ask you one by one. You said that people can access information about homeopathy over the internet. But one of the sites that people usually go to is Wikipedia. On Wikipedia, there is a misconception about homeopathy, saying that it is placebo and there is no other action that can be attributed to a homeopathic medicine. How would we address this issue?
These type of things will always be there.
Hmm.
It is not only Wikipedia that gives us information.
Yeah.
There are several sites.
Exactly.
Are there.
Yes.
And doctors like Rajan Shankar and doctors like Chauhan, there are many people.
Hmm.
They have their own internet video channels.
Yeah.
Are there, websites are there. So one Wikipedia gives it as a placebo. Yesterday I had one patient.
Hmm.
Whose finger was burnt. And it was swelling was there and skin has become white also.
Mm.
There was a lot of pain is there.
Mm.
When we administered Cantharis 30, just 3 doses,
mm.
within 4 hours, everything has gone. So,
mm.
it is for the person to experience it.
Yes.
If you ask me, what is
yes.
the taste of the sugar,
mm.
I cannot explain you.
Yes, we cannot read about it also.
We cannot read about it. Even if you read, even if you do the MSc technology, sugar technology,
yeah.
unless you taste the sugar on your tongue, you will not experience it.
True.
Homeopathy is also similar to that.
Yeah.
It is like a god, you can say. God, whether he is there or not,
mm.
there are many arguments are there. Mm. Wikipedia, if you ask, there is no god at all. But God is there. That can be experienced by individual.
Yes.
Even in homeopathy also, you take once.
Mm.
When you take the system, one dose for a common ailment like cold or cough or fever or something,
mm.
go to a good doctor. Good doctor, what I mean is, you have to find out a doctor who is doing practice sincerely.
Yeah.
Not for just earning money, give 10 drugs.
Mm.
And homeopathy is invented by Hahnemann only with the principle of similimum and minimum.
Yes.
It is not only similimum, It is minimal dose. So minimal dose will solve the issues. So as we keep it as it is placebo, it is not placebo. Why? Because if it is placebo only, it would not have survived for so many long centuries. Yes. Already 2.5 centuries is over.
Yes.
So it would not have survived.
Yes.
And so many colleges, so many professors, so many government colleges are there. Department is there.
Yes.
If it is placebo, they would not have.
And also the branches of veterinary homeopathy and agro-homeopathy.
Agro-homeopathy.
They would not have come up.
Yes, they are. Agro-homeopathy is picking up a lot.
Yes.
Veterinary, I gave lectures on veterinary homeopathy to Karnataka Milk Federation.
Yeah.
I gave classes. And I went to Kerala also to give classes on veterinary homeopathy in the university. So veterinary homeopathy is wonderful.
Yeah.
And somebody asked me one question regarding veterinary homeopathy in Kerala. Sir, how the medicine is so effective? Then I told him, a cow, he asked me, cows. Cow will not take non-veg. Cow will not drink coffee, tea. So it works very well. Yeah. It won't eat masala. So why man, it is not working on human being? Because he eats all these things. And homeopathy, that is one of the important restrictions.
Yeah.
Because it has to work through saliva. It is only through pulsating principle the homeopathy works. It is not the circulatory or the digestive system. So the pulsatory principle is important. So the tongue is only the saliva is the only carrier. And saliva is mixed with pan parag or coffee or something. It may not show its effectiveness on the patient.
Yes.
So this is also another very important point doctors should know. When they put restrictions, they have a fear that the patient may not come again.
Yes.
So that is to be taken care of. The medicine is working in spite of the person taking coffee, we have no objection. But where the medicine is not working, don't tell that homeopathy is ineffective.
Yes.
So you follow the restrictions that are to be followed and certainly it will come. So Wikipedia, as you asked, may not give a positive note.
Yes.
And unfortunately, another point what I wanted to stress here is there's a lot of medical mafia and lobbying is going.
Very true. Yes, sir.
Lobbying is going. To be frank, it is going nowhere. Internet, everybody may listen to it. Even allopathy doctors also may listen to this class. Yes. Possibility is there.
Yes.
But definitely something is going on against homeopathy and Ayurveda. And the advantage of the social media, now we are in fact encashing.
Yes, able to.
Earlier, we were not able to reach many.
Yes.
Now we can reach crores of people, through this internet media.
Yes.
So what I request to those who are listening, first to see the homeopathy for yourself or family members. You ask for homeopathy, search for homeopathy doctor. You need not go to specialists. For particularly 90% of the cases are psychosomatic disorders, where you don't require a specialist at all.
Yes.
But we run after the specialist and he is worried only about the organs, glands or something like that. So in fact, all of them we leave when the body is left, all of them are left here. There is something which is leaving the body. That is to be tackled. This is the philosophy of homeopathy.
I can recall one statement by G.B. Shaw he had made in a convention. He had told that today we have one doctor for say 10 people, 20 people. In the oncoming future, we will have 10 to 20 doctors for one person regarding each organ. As you said, specializations will happen. And that is not the way medicine is supposed to, it is not the direction in which it is supposed to go.
Correct.
Regarding specialization, sir, I have a very specific question. Even if we look at homeopathic literature, there have been a few doctors who were very successful practicing what they termed as organopathic medicine. For example, if we take Burnett, Dr. Burnett, who himself was an allopathic physician who later on became converted into a homeopath, he writes in his 50 Reasons to Be a Homeopath, in where he addresses to his nephew as to why he should choose homeopathy. He quotes many of the cases where one Rademacher, who was also a doctor during Hahnemann's time, he believed in the Paracelsian medicine where sulfur, mercury and the other element, salt, no common salt, these were considered to be all medicine. There was no need for any other medicine. The logic that Burnet gives, with all due respect to all his cases and all his successes, he says that if we can bring the law of similimum to the organ, when we cannot find the complete picture of the disease, it is not something which will be unsuccessful. It will still be successful, but once we get the complete picture of the disease, until then, if there is a very evident splenic pathology or if there is a very evident hepatic pathology, why not prescribe based on the law of similars itself, say on the liver or on the spleen?
Yes.
How do we bring out this?
See, this generally the methods of treatment, we generally make it a 3-step treatment.
Yeah.
Number one, we go for acute treatment. Mm. The second one is constitutional. Mm. And the third stage, we go for miasmatic treatment.
Yeah.
When we go for acute treatment, we are bothered about the acute totality only.
Okay.
When a person comes with diarrhea, mm. or a simple fever, cold cough and fever, mm. we don't need to go to the deep constitution and whether the forefathers were having cold, whether your grandfather was sneezing so much. Not at all required.
Yeah.
As you said, Burnet having come from allopathic field,
yeah.
so we have now that facility also in homeopathy.
Yes.
We can go for specialization also.
Also.
So many people feel that homeopathy is only holistic. It can also be specialization. Also.
Yeah.
So that part also is covered. And Hahnemann himself was an allopathic doctor.
Yes, sir. True.
So there was no problem at all. Here, the question is, I wanted to put you in this way.
Mm.
Where homeopathy is required, the disease has not come down to the physical plane.
Okay.
In Telugu, we say that anipista homeopathy, kanipista allopathy.
Okay.
Oh, in Kannada, anishidare homeopathy, kanishidare allopathy.
Okay.
And the disease is visible through change in the either tissues or in the argon wise, definitely we can take the help of allopathy.
Okay.
But 99% of the cases are only at the feelings and sensations.
Subjective.
Subjective. There is no physical, when you test the person, even MRI, this and that, there will be no changes at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, those people, they go to allopathy. And after having taken allopathy for 20 years, 30 years, and then all the organs are spoiled, they come to homeopathy and ask, sir, can you cure me?
Yeah.
Where it is now, we have to actually strike at a holistic approach.
Yeah.
Where allopathy and homeopathy and Ayurveda, all the 3 doctors, naturopathy, 4 doctors, they should be taught all the 4 systems.
In conjuncture.
Yes.
Okay.
And the patient, when enters the clinic, all the 4 doctors will examine the patient and they decide which system will suit that person at best.
Point. Yes.
So, in acute also, when you give acute treatment, we need not bother about all those constitutional disorders. Simple causation will do.
Yes.
That is why, in one more case, I will explain you so that it will be useful to many. There was one patient, 16-year-old female, suffering from fever for the last 25 days, something like that.
Okay.
Fever is not at all coming down. All the medicines, even allopathy they tried, homeopathy they tried, but the fever was 101, 102.5 like that, and patient is normal. Normal in the sense, other serious symptoms are not there. She was able to eat well, sleep well, but the fever is not coming down. That case came to me after 25 days. Then we examined the case. I asked her the details. How did it start? What is the cause? Then she told me, and her mother also, they told me that the neighbor in the house, he committed suicide by hanging to the fan.
Okay.
And this girl was the first girl to see the dead body. So she got frightened. I just gave opium 201 dose. Within 24 hours, patient is normal. The fever has not come at all. Whether allopathy can do this, impossible.
No.
That is what I am telling. Yeah. Homeopathy is required in such cases where allopathy failed.
So
in terminal cases also where the patient is going to die, I gave medicine. Recently, COVID, I gave medicine to one patient who was in ICU on ventilator. The doctor said you take the person, 95% no chance at all. Only 5% chances are there, we discharge. night about 11:30, 11:45, I got a call from his friend. Not directly, I didn't see the patient. I just asked him to give one dose of vanadium at 30 and carbovis 30 to be alternated after some time, after 2 hours. And just 4 days back, I received a message from them. Sir, we have celebrated our wedding anniversary, 28th wedding anniversary, something like that. He could come out within one or two doses of homeopathy.
Yeah.
Where this is to be made known to all.
Yes.
Even many doctors have taken medicine from me for the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Many doctors and their families, members.
Mm-hmm.
So, 100% homeopathy is the medicine that is going to be the medicine of the future also. Because the allopathy has already reached its peak.
Yes.
And the further, whatever the research going on is and that, it's all suppression of the symptoms but not curative. I asked one of the allopathy doctors, you claim that so much research is going on. Why can't you find a curative medicine for the common ailment like diabetes or hypertension?
Yes.
You're giving only management of the case.
Yes.
But where is the curative medicine? So homeopathy assures a curative medicine. And I gave medicine to many diabetics and they came out of diabetes. Further, they have started eating sweet also. Totally cure. I have a lot of evidence for that. They say that allopaths say that it should be evidence-based.
Yes.
We have got a lot of records for that. We can show you the records. And this is the system to be popularized by all. I use the word, I repeat again and again. Common man has to demand home. Then it will spread.
Yes. In regards to spreading homeopathy, sir, we start out by where it takes its seed in the society. For example, an intern, when he comes out of his graduation, what are the steps that he needs to take in order to have a successful practice, or must he pursue further? Would he do this? Or must he shadow another doctor?
The third choice is the first choice.
Okay. And if
he has to work with a senior doctor.
Mm-hmm.
See, to believe is to see. If you see the experience of the senior doctor,
mm-hmm.
and if you can directly pursue the cases handled by him,
mm-hmm.
then you will believe what is homeopathy. Whatever course that is being taught in 5.5 years in the college, because I attended the colleges, I gave classes in colleges also. They are more worried about the anatomy, physiology or pathology. Of course, they are very, very important. I never deny that anatomy is not required, physiology is not required. One must know about it. But more than that, homeopathic philosophy is very, very important.
Yes.
And homeophilosophy, Organon, whatever aphorisms are being told, the students, they just by heart some aphorisms and get through the exam. Only through get through the examination.
Yeah, yeah.
But that should not be the case.
Mm.
The doctors or the lecturers, professors, whatever, whoever is there in the college, they must give some positive note about homeopathy. They must show the successful cases.
Yes.
And every hospital, every college is having its own hospital. At least OP is available.
Yes.
So they have to demonstrate the cases. So as you said, after intern practice, after intern study of the college, first he should go to a doctor where who is practicing successfully. And then he will slowly learn it. Even in case of law,
yes.
A student of law after getting through, he will join as a junior to a senior lawyer.
Yes.
Because law is also like homeopathy. Very difficult and very comprehensive. So, my idea is, as you said, first let the immediate after the internship is over, let him join with a senior doctor, work with him and then learn. And simultaneously, my advice to the students, when they go to the college, they will learn something. They know the medicine names. They know the pharmacy. They know how to give medicines. A little bit they know, definitely. Now, definitely 5.5 years is not wasted at all.
Yes.
100% it is useful to them. But how much they make use of it is left to the individual student.
True.
Some people are very serious about that. They wanted to become good homeopathy doctors. Some people, they want DR, doctor to be preference to their name. Some people just fun, that's okay, we'll read that category. But what I observed is, those who are seriously, who are studying the classes, once they come out, they are successful. Another example I wanted to tell you, this is also to be known by all. Why there are no homeopathic inpatient 100-bed hospitals?
Yes.
Even the oldest colleges, they don't have beds. OP is there. For small things, they may admit for 1 or 2 days. Like big colleges, they may have the facility. And after the course is over, 1 year, these people are sent to allopathy doctors, allopathy hospitals. As internists.
Yes.
So how will they learn homeopathy?
Very true.
And they are not permitted to give homeopathy medicines to the patients there.
Yes.
So having studied for 4 and a half years, sir,
yes,
and then they are not taught properly, and the lecturers or professors, they are not giving any positive motivation to the people to practice homeopathy,
yes,
by not giving success stories. And 1 year they are put only with allopathy before coming out as a doctor. So what will they have? This is one very sorry state of affairs with the government. Because the other day, Hyderabad, there were riots for cross practice of systems.
Yes, yes.
And
yes,
the hospitals were closed, clinics were closed.
Yes.
I advised one of the doctors who approached me, I told him, file a suit. Show me one hospital, homeopathy, exclusively homeopathy hospital, whether we are trained in homeopathy hospital as internees or not. You file a suit against the government. I told that fellow. He said, very good idea, uncle, I will do it. Why? Because there is no homeopathy hospitals available.
Okay.
So the government should encourage homeopathy hospitals, or at least open a wing of homeopathy in all the government hospitals.
Yes, yes.
You specify that these 50 beds are homeopathy beds.
Yes.
Let all the internees be posted there and let them see. And once they are successful, they can come to these wards also. Let them practice homeopathy only.
Yes.
Then it is useful.
Yes.
Otherwise, whatever the practice, just they say that I am a homeopathy doctor, I am an Ayurvedic doctor, that is of no use.
Yes.
Unless we give the real medicine. I can challenge, sir. You hand over the NIMHANS to homeopathy. You hand over the Erregund Hospital, Hyderabad, homeopathy to homeopathy. Within 2 years, every inpatient will be cured permanently. Because they are only psychosomatic disorders.
Yes.
They are only psychic disorders. Where homeopathy has a medicine.
Yes. True.
This is to be thought by the government. This is to be demanded by the public to the government. We want homeopathy in all the hospitals. That should come.
Yes.
Then I told you a challenge within 2 years. Hand over the NIMHANS to me. I will see that every patient is discharged with health. And 100 crores per year is the budget allocated to NIMHANS,
yes,
in Bangalore.
True.
That can be saved by the government. And so many lives can be saved. Their families will be happy.
Yes.
As it is, we are treating many psychosomatic. There's many insanity at the peak also we treated. Schizophrenia and other diseases,
yes,
also. Phobia, salt, and so this is the best is homeopathy,
yes,
for such cases.
True. We would like to share about our own internship experience. As you said, it was exactly like that. Until the internship in the hands of the students were books like Borick, Kent. And as soon as they got posted to KC General Hospital, the books that were in their hands were emergency allopathic prescriptions, 50 drugs to know. All of these books went aside. So, and suddenly, when they came back from there, their whole attitude to medicine had changed. They forgot about the holistic approach. They forgot our case-taking procedures, all of this. When there is a case with cold, they know the medicine. When there is a case with headache, they know one single medicine. There is no multifactorial approach to that case. And yes, this is a very pathetic state, sir, as you said. But even after they graduate, there is a certain conundrum for one intern or a student who graduates, that is, this is happening today. There are many schools of thought in homeopathy which are all based on the same principle, but there are different schools of thought, different methods. There is a chance that it might confuse the intern as to where he needs to go and from whom he needs to learn. A word or two about this as to how he can clear his doubts.
I will tell you one An example I can give you. You arrange 10 stoves.
Mm.
You ask 10 women to prepare brinjal curry.
Mm.
You give same brinjals, same ingredients, whatever is there. You taste all the 10 are different.
Yes.
Each one have their own school of thought.
Yes.
Ultimately, all the schools of thought must base only on the Hahnemann's argument. Clear, J.T. Kent in his philosophy lectures has clearly told homeopathy has fixed principles which never changed from the date of their invention.
Yeah.
And they are true as long as sun and moon are there.
Yes.
Five different schools of thought are coming because the individual has his own taste.
Yes.
And we are so fortunate, Each homeopathy medicine has hundreds of symptoms. Particularly, I am talking about polycrisis.
Yes, yes.
When the drug has hundreds of symptoms and the patient has a few symptoms out of that.
Yeah.
If the calcarea carb medicine is given to a person by one doctor and another medicine like pulsatilla is given by some other doctor, all the doctors who give different drugs for the same patient, all are getting the relief cure or the at least relief. How is it possible? Because homeopathy, when it is proved by the provers, by Dr. Hahnemann himself has tested 99 drugs at his cost of his own health.
Yes.
And he died with so many diseases at the end.
Yes.
And the with his daughter, and at the last moment of his death, his daughter approached him. And she was cursing the God.
Yeah.
Oh, Father, you have given such a system to the humanity, mankind. And God is so merciless. He does not have gratitude. You are suffering from so many complaints. Then he says, last word, no, we should have gratitude towards the God. He has given this body to me to do so much experiment. So we are indebted to God. And as you said, different doctors have different schools of thought. But any doctor who is deviating from the basic principles of Argonaut, basic philosophy of homeopathy, we need not believe.
Yes.
We have to believe such a person who studied philosophy well, who knows the single remedy approach, or the minimal medicine approach. Now, doctors are giving, homeopathy doctors are giving 10 medicines because 10 medicines are coming in the software.
Yes.
Whenever 10 are there, all the 10 we are giving, and some people are giving even mixture, like a mixie they are putting and giving medicines. That is not homeopathy. My master EK used to call it as veterinary homeopathy. Because a cow cannot tell the symptoms, you mix it. Belladonna and both Nakshami can't give it to it. The poor fellow cannot react also.
Yes.
But it is not human homeopathy.
Yes.
The doctor should have patients and the patient should have patients.
Yes.
And another thing I will tell you, Aditya, one important point. The patient can wait with allopathy for a common fever for 7 days.
Yes.
But in homeopathy, within 7 hours, he will come and sit on the head of the doctor. Sir, fever has not come down, fever has not come down. When you are waiting in allopathy for 7 days or 5 days and taking antibiotic, why can't you give me at least 2 days time?
Yes.
This is the thing we have to teach the patient.
Yes.
And because the fever is not there in the thermometer, the patient feels that after taking Dolo 650, my fever has gone, sir. Where has it gone? And after 6 or 8 hours, it is coming
it
again.
Is coming back.
So it is not gone. Gone means it should not come again.
Yes.
So this is the understanding we have to give to the common man and any school of thought. All the schools of thoughts are correct. I know one doctor who never prescribes below 1 m in Anantapur.
Oh.
He starts with 1 m.
Mm-hmm.
Second dose will be 10 m. Third dose will be 50 m.
Okay.
But huge rush.
Mm.
He is getting very good cures. I know one doctor in Vijayawada who gives only 6 and 30.
Mm.
He is getting wonderful cures.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me which theory is correct.
Yes.
It is ultimately the individual's understanding of the philosophy and the Argonaut basic principles aphorisms should read well, should become a master of the Argonaut first and understand the philosophy of the system. Then Materia Medica, I will tell you, once you start practicing, you give Rayonia to 10 members, 11th person, you will know Rayonia.
Yes.
This is how it comes. But all are already experimented. No doctor is doing experiment. Find the similimum. That much you should have idea.
Right.
Then any school of thought is okay. Don't worry, don't get confused with that person is doing like this, this person is doing like that. And because it is a potentized medicine, only the dynamic level medicine is working, there is no harm at all.
Yes.
There are no side effects.
Yes. In regards to you talking about Hahnemann and the provings that he had done, how important do you think it is, sir, for a student to start studying Materia Medica from the Pura and then go on to other Materia Medicas, or study at other Materia Medicas and then come to the Pura?
Question of Pura comes, sir. It is not clear.
Hmm.
The student will not get interest to study further.
Hmm. Hmm.
Suppose you read Kent Materia Medica,
yeah,
where he gives in the form of lectures.
Hmm. Yes.
He will give compare the other medicines in each medicine. He will tell about some other medicine. This medicine has similar symptoms.
Mm.
And they will give some precautions also.
Mm.
When it is only Pura, that is pure only.
Yes.
Pure philosophy or pure Materia Medica.
Yes.
The student may not get interest.
Yes.
So what I say is, you go to Dorothy Shepherd,
mm,
the pictures of the medicine.
Mm.
You read Nash,
mm,
which is very clear.
Mm.
Go for Ellen's keynotes,
mm,
which is very brief. Then read Materia Medica of Kent.
Mm.
Now you read Materia Medica Pura.
Yes.
You will have more comprehension, better comprehension and understanding.
Yes.
Ultimately, Materia Medica is to be studied only by practicals.
Yes.
Whatever you read Materia Medica for the examination sake, you may by heart and write the symptoms.
Mm.
But you cannot remember the Materia Medica unless you practice it.
Yes.
Unless you give it to somebody.
Mm.
So my advice to the people, which is again my school of thought, you can say,
yes,
read other Materia Medicas,
mm,
where you get interest to study.
Mm.
And with the success stories of the seniors,
mm,
work with them,
mm,
then you read Materia Medica Pura, it will be more useful.
Yes. Sir, in all your years of experience and all your years of travel, for a classical homeopath who is practicing the core with the core principles of homeopathy, what are the pitfalls that he might face and how does he overcome those pitfalls?
The first pitfall, what the classical doctors find is,
mm,
the patient will not be able to give clear picture of the problem.
Mm. Mm.
The first one.
Mm.
Or he may fail to extract the exact symptoms.
Mm.
Number two, the patients come to homeopathy only after trying all other systems.
Mm.
So when you go for a classical system giving only one medicine,
mm,
this is one reason the classical homeopath fails in many cases.
Yes.
Where he may have to give 2-3 medicines, not at a time, but one after the other,
alternate,
according to the symptoms,
yes,
that come to light. If you give one drug, certain symptoms are eliminated or certain new symptoms may come. Each and every time when the patient reports that there is some improvement, no improvement, like that. So that is how I practiced.
Mm.
It is the patients who taught me homeopathy.
Mm. Mm.
So when we come, the pitfalls what we are having, a disadvantage I can say, that we are strict to only single drug. Where two drugs are required also, we are not convinced.
Yes.
Like the modern doctor, modern practitioner, we say that single drug, no, multi-drug is required.
Yes.
So both have to strike a balance at one,
yes,
point.
Yes.
So don't be rigid that I am a classical homeopath, I will give only,
yes,
one drug. One drug you give only at one time.
Yes. Yes.
Then again you take down the case. You must have patience.
Mm.
This is what Kent says in his Materia Medica.
Mm.
Lectures on Materia Medica. She says, you wait like a hunter,
mm,
who is waiting for the prey. Mm. He will not move also. So the birds will not come and sit there in the net.
Mm.
So you wait till they come. How much time it will take, we don't know.
Yes.
Birds will be flying on the sky and sometime they will see and they will come.
Yeah.
Like that, he says, give one medicine, wait till it gives the result.
Mm.
And as long as it is not fatal, as long as it is not very critical case, you need not worry and change the medicine.
Okay.
And another thing what the classical homeopathy we face with the problem is diet restrictions.
Mm.
Now, diet restrictions are very much important in homeopathy.
Mm.
Many people, they don't follow the diet restrictions, particularly present lifestyle.
Yes.
When we were young, I started my practice in the year 1971.
Mm.
That's the 50th year I am celebrating my golden jubilee. So those days when we say that don't eat this, don't eat that, they used to say yes.
Mm.
But nowadays you tell me, who will listen to you? Having so many hotels and then craving for the taste, they eat garlic, they eat onion. There is a wrong opinion because again the social media, what we are using for positive publicity, they are using negative. They see the advertisement, they eat whatever should not be eaten. They become a slave of the tongue. How homeopathy will work on them? So that is another disadvantage of classical homeopathy. Now the modern homeopaths, what they are doing, they are giving multiple doses, multiple drugs. They are overcoming
this problem. Yes.
So even classical homeopaths have to rethink about it.
Yes.
Can we give two, three doses or four, five doses? Like that we have to think. But somewhere we have to strike the balance.
Yes.
So as a classical homeopath, these are the pitfalls we observe.
Yes.
And slowly we are changing also.
Yes.
Whatever we conceived homeopathy 30 decades back is different.
Now. Is different.
Definitely there should be a change in our thinking also.
Yes.
And we are slowly coming.
Sir, and regarding one more pitfall he might face, many patients who come to a homeopath are on long-term allopathic medications. For example, for diabetes, he might be on insulin or he might be on antihypertensives.
Okay.
And the logical thing would be not to stop those medicines all of a sudden because his body has been adapted to those medications.
Yes.
But somewhere in the Organon, Hahnemann says, cases that have been spoiled by the allopathic mode of treatment, or the benefactor who has given us homeopathy, allows us only to cure those cases which are natural and not those cases which are spoiled by years of allopathic torment. But today we are also seeing cases where they were on long-term allopathic medications. Even those people are able to come out.
Yes.
How do we tackle the symptoms of the medicine versus the symptoms of the individual there, sir? Because they are masked by the symptoms of the medicine.
Generally, in such cases, my experience is I will always ask for pre-medication symptoms.
Okay.
Pre-medication symptoms, number one. Number two, more the behavior and character symptoms. See, by taking just allopathy for 20 years, he will not change his character or behavior.
Yes.
Suppose he likes cold air. He likes cold air only. Yes. Suppose he doesn't like the person, somebody is having head tremors. That continues because allopathy will never change the basic psychic symptoms of the patient.
Yes.
It may just balance the insulin level and see that insulin is not shown in the diagnostic lab report. But it is there. So, even after long usage of allopathy medicines also, the person's behavioral and character symptoms will be the same.
Yes.
So, we have to go for more mind symptoms than the physical symptoms. And physical symptoms, common symptoms, like an example you have given, a diabetes, where the weakness is there, polyuria is there, or the wounds are not getting healed fast. So, those things we can take. But in all such cases where even the organs are spoiled by allopathic system, does not matter. Give medicine to the person. Just to forget disease. I will quote another classical example. When I was practicing in Orisha, there was a patient of 65 years old. Full of psoriasis. Live psoriasis. I can say pus is just drops.
Okay.
Drops. And his back, totally covered with pustules. And when just I asked him to show it, because we have to know for it. Then he opened the banyan. My students could not wait in the room. They ran out. Such was the smell and such was the scene. Then of course I asked him to wear it again and then asked him symptoms I was taking. I could not find the correct remedy for totality.
Okay.
I was thinking, asking. Finally, he told me one thing. Sir, let me commit suicide, sir. I cannot live with it, sir. I will die, sir. Please permit me to die. I gave RM at 30. You don't believe within 15 days, sir, 50% is cured. He went to Vijay Hospital, Madras. They diagnosed it as a skin cancer.
Okay.
And they said there is no cure for it. Such a situation. He was a trader, a Kirana merchant, a small fellow. When I gave him the medicine, RM metal gave him 30 potency. The last dialogue only prompted me to RM metal. He said, I will come. So he said, I can't live with it. Why 30 potency I gave? Because it is on the external layer.
Yes.
Outermost layer. I should not give RM at 10 M2.
Yes.
This is the knowledge of the potency repetition is a must for all the doctors. We fail only in three things. Number one, we fail to select right medicine. Number two, we fail to select the right potency. Number three, we fail to repeat the medicine at the appropriate time.
Yes.
We repeat when it is not required. Like daily two doses you take for 1 month, you come. Then we will not know what is happening.
Yes.
Here the classical homeopath comes to picture, because by giving one or two doses, you will wait. Or three, four maximum.
Yes.
This is what one dose of aromatalicum, only 30. I have just put him on Silicious 6X. He is much better after 15 days. 50% he was cured.
Wonderful.
This is my practical experience, because such cases, in fact, by the grace of my Guruji, Master E.K., that flashed me.
Yes.
That is why I say homeopathy is not my intuition, it is intuition.
Yes.
It's more of intuition than intuition.
Yeah.
So when you can tune yourself to your master, Animan or Kent or your own Guruji or somebody, whoever,
yeah,
I will tell you, sir, definitely medicine will fast you. You should have the transparent thought, and with a service motive, you do it. God gives you money. I don't say that service means all VHMS doctors do free practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is livelihood.
True.
I never say that. But you have an idea of serving the people. Those who do not have 100 or 500, as you say, sir, I don't have money. Sir, okay, no problem. I'll let you be cured first, no problem. I give free medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will happen. So, a thought at the mind. We should not think, oh, let him die, I should get my money. This is the thought of many doctors nowadays.
Yes.
That should not be the thought. So, as you said, no, when you can select the right medicine, right potency, and give it at repetition at the right time, I'll tell you, it's wonderful system.
Yes. Sir, since in regards to your vast background in psychology, there is, as you very beautifully worded, a homeopathic physician first should have the right mindset before he changes the mindset of the patient. And for this to happen, initially, he should be brought up in such an environment. And even if that does not happen, later on in his life, he should cultivate such habits. And as we have heard everywhere, it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of a spiritual background as well. How does he cultivate such habits? And is there any regimen that a homeopathic physician can follow in order to be powerful enough to change the mindset of his patients?
Yeah, very, very relevant question, very nice question. Number one, I advise all the homeopathy doctors to do MSc psychology.
Okay. Yes.
It will definitely change your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And you will start understanding the person.
Yeah.
And now, luckily, psychology is available on distance mode also.
Yes. Yes.
Which is some 20 days contact classes you have to attend.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, let all the homeopathy doctors, to whichever religion or the faith they have, I don't say that particular religion on this one. Everybody believes when you read homeopathy, as I said, it is the person that is very important.
Yes.
And the person is common in all. The life force is common in an ant or in an aunt.
Yes.
Aunt also has that, and auntie also has same. Right, of course. So, to give the medicine based on the mentality or the psychic symptoms of the patient, and then to know it as you are asking, one must follow the religion with utmost faith.
Mm.
He may be an Hindu or Christian or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in something which is having superpowers than us. Do meditation. Meditation also is not anybody's religion. Meditation is the quest to know who are you.
Yes. Yes.
So that will help a lot.
Mm.
So I advise all the homeopathy doctors to practice meditation with any person, any faith. I don't say that all come to my line. No.
Mm.
Then start thinking, who are you? Where from you come? Who has given you this body? And what will happen? Where are we going after leaving the body? So to go to a town or some other place, we pack so many things, we make arrangements of journey and other things.
Mm.
But at the end of the life, when we go to a place which is not known to us, what preparations you have made?
Yeah.
That is the one relevant question you asked. One must practice meditation.
Yes.
Medication is secondary. Meditation is the primary.
Yes. Yes.
And when you practice meditation, you will be very calm, quiet. You will understand the patient well. And you can see the most innermost symptoms which are not revealed also. And another point I wanted to tell you, as you asked, what are the ways? Read astrology. Read palmistry. I have used this astrology and palmistry to diagnose case in many cases. Where the patient never revealed the symptoms. I used to read the palm. I used to read the horoscope. Definitely we can know the point of the disease and his symptoms. And when I ask just confirmatory symptoms, like you are a very bad person, is it not? You will show you have two persons in you. It's what you are is not what you are. Then he said, yes, sir, yes, sir. Please don't tell, sir, this anybody. No, we will not tell, but give an accordion and take. Yes. You have split personality, will go symptoms.
Yes.
So, such things, the knowledge of the materia medica, knowledge of the astrology, knowledge of the palmistry, and the meditation, puja, all these things will help a lot. And I find the most successful doctors, they are all following this type of practices.
Yes. Yes.
And they are having lot of success stories.
Yes.
So this is the one strategy I advise the new doctors,
yeah,
or even practicing doctors, where they find more failures they can do this.
Yeah. Because another relevant question that pops up is, as doctors, we cannot help but attach to the lives of our patients. If they are in a bad state of affairs, or if we cannot help but feel their pain. But also as doctors, we must be unprejudiced. Because if we go into their shoes, we cannot help them from an external viewpoint.
Correct.
So I think the regimen that you just laid out is as important to be an unprejudiced observer, as Hanuman says.
Yes.
In order to help the patient better. Yes, sir. Going on, speaking about the air in the room, the obvious topic that we have to speak about today is COVID. And a very specific part of it is, in the first surge or the first wave, as they call it, of this epidemic, we as homeopaths were very passionate regarding the genus epidemicus or the preventive measures to be taken in accordance with whatever the government has laid out. We were very passionate, so much passionate that as ARSAL was declared the genus epidemicus by CCRH, we ran out of pilules and medication. When we had to manufacture new medication and pills, that much passion was there. But there is a complaint by the homeopathic fraternity itself. Why this passion was not shown in the second surge and the second wave? And is that possibly the reason as to why it blew out of all proportions? And what could have been done differently to avoid such a consequence in the future? Your inputs on this, sir.
Regarding COVID, as you said, the first phase of COVID, we had that passion and we tried.
Yes.
And many people were helped also. Even in second phase also, the proportion of the passion or the interest shown by doctors is same.
Yes.
I don't say that it is reduced.
Mm.
The second phase, the COVID itself is so aggressive.
Yes.
That the percentage is not matched. That's all.
Yeah.
With that, and suppose 50% surge in the cases, but 50% of your doctors have not come forward.
Yes.
That is number one. If you see the percentage, it may be same, might
true
be less a little.
True.
Second reason is, there was no encouragement from the government.
Yes.
Absolutely. In fact, the doctors were asked not to press things, not to give medicines to the COVID.
Yes.
They have put restrictions.
Yes.
The government of India, Ministry of Health, Family and Health and Family Welfare, they have put restrictions. Ultimately, the homeo doctors were forced to approach a court of law and get a decree in favor of them that the doctors can practice. That unfortunately, it has come after 1.5 months of the appearance of the second phase.
True.
Then we have started giving.
Yes.
Another unfortunate thing is, ministers have died. 172 doctors have died in the second phase.
Yes.
We would have saved them had they taken homeopathy, we would have saved doctors.
Yes.
And to manufacture a doctor or to prepare a doctor, so we are spending lakhs of rupees. Government is spending,
yes,
individual is spending. Unless you spend 25 lakhs or 30 lakhs, you will not get a qualified doctor.
Yes.
Whether it is homeopathy or allopathy, it is same.
True.
Maybe allopathy it is more. For homeopathy, it may be 20 lakhs per full course. Mm-hmm. Either government is spending or the individual father, parents, they are spending.
Mm-hmm.
So losing the doctors is the most pathetic. I told this to the doctors directly.
Yes.
At least you take the medicine from us.
Yes.
We will not tell that you have taken medicine from homeopathy. You have an holistic approach. You take the medicine. But again, there was no response from them. As you said, second phase, homeopathy was had less even. Now, what the last 15, 20 days or 1 month, it has again picked up. But the surge was very high and more number of people were affected. So percentage-wise. And the first phase, though there were success stories, they were not shown to the common man. Media has not encouraged. In fact, there was certain media who have shown some 3-4 dead bodies and they came out that after taking homeopathy, these people have died.
Mm.
There I have seen them, such media reports also.
Mm.
So, it is again a lot of lobbying and other things are going on.
Yeah.
One thing is sure, homeopathy can save any genus epidemicus, any disease, because we never bother about the disease.
Yes.
As you said, schools of thought are different because we have somebody told sepia will work, somebody will told gelsemium will work, arsenicum amalgam will work. Second phase, we gave bryonia as preventive to many.
Yes.
Even as a curative, bryonia has worked.
Yes.
Camphor, Dr. Rajan Sankar has proved camphor has worked.
Yeah.
So, which drug will work? Any drug will work. Again, the symptoms.
Yes.
Ultimately, the science is dependent on symptomatology.
Yes.
It is a science of symptoms. So, symptoms differ from person to person. Hence, the drug differs from person to person.
Yes.
So, second phase, even third phase, I challenge.
Yes.
Homeopathy can serve the people.
Yes.
Somebody is asking me, what is the preventive for third phase?
Mm.
I said, let the symptoms come out. That is what Hahnemann said.
Yes.
After seeing 100 cases, most of the cases are towards a particular one or two remedies.
Yes.
Then we describe that as a preventive.
Yes.
Without the symptoms, we can't find out the preventive also.
Yes.
So third phase also, we are sure we can face.
Okay. Sir, in such a situation where there is so much fear and so much misinformation, it is common that some of the doctors also are afraid to come out. Because as they saw in KC General or many other hospitals, the actual practicing physicians were not there. It was mainly the interns, the PG interns, who ran the whole hospital. And even in case of homeopathy, many doctors had to shut down their practice. Even after the decree that you can practice, this was done. Online consultations started. Are there any guidelines from your side as to how they can consult better online rather than having the patient in front of them? Because many have chosen this as their life choice right now. How can they continue in this course further?
Sir, online consultation through video call is as good as sitting one-to-one.
Okay.
And the situation is such that you cannot meet a COVID-positive patient, fear of contagion, and also the doctor and the patient both have got fear. The patient also is not allowed to come out of the isolation. And where the doctors, as you said, in the hospitals where ICU, they were there, or patients admitted to hospital, most of them were managed by interns.
Yes.
And the protocol was so bad that without seeing the symptoms, you have to give doxycycline this many doses, steroid isoline this many doses. Like that, they were given, all were given same protocol.
Yes.
And the doctors blindly followed the protocol.
Yes.
And many people died because of the excessive medication.
And other results such as black fungus, which we saw.
Black fungus, yellow fungus, white fungus, they put all the colors, they put green fungus. Green also I have seen.
Yes.
Oh, even black fungus cases I take.
Yeah.
Now, why I am telling this is, the protocol, whatever is given, it should be, doctors should be given a freedom to give the medicines according to the position of the patient or the condition of the patient.
Yes.
That was not done in allopathy. Allopathy is not bad, I repeat.
Yes.
Allopathy is the life-saving medicine, system of medicine.
Mm.
Definitely.
Mm.
Allopathy, hats off to allopathy doctors.
Mm.
they saved 97% of the patients.
Mm.
Only 3% died.
Mm. True.
97% were saved.
Mm.
So we don't blame allopathy.
Mm.
But the way they followed the protocol, the way they administered the medicines without seeing the condition of the patient.
Mm.
Given, I will tell you one case I know where nebulizer was put to the patient with a weak heart. He died of heart attack. Nebulization not at all required. But the protocol, morning one time, evening, afternoon, you have to give nebulization 4 times. Just put it, that's all. Whether he dies or lives, we don't bother. This is the inexperienced doctors and the blind protocol that was given to the allopathy. This happened. Otherwise, people would have got saved. And another unfortunate thing is they have not allowed homeo doctor to enter into the hospital.
Yes.
Had they given chance to us also, we are prepared to work with them. You use allopathy, you don't stop your protocol, use it. But allow us to give 1 or 2 doses of carbovesh or NADM or some other aspidosperma. Something we would have tried.
Yes.
But we were not allowed. The government has not given guidelines. You allow the other alternate system doctors into the hospital, let them give medicine. Clear guidelines were not there. And our Ayush department, I'm very sorry, it has not opened its mouth. Why did it not bring pressure on the Prime Minister or the Minister of the department? You allow us to pass a guideline that let all the homeopathy doctors be allowed into the ICU.
Yes.
And give the medication. Why fear? Homeopathy, nobody will die. Ayurveda, nobody will die. We know it.
Yes.
But again, lobbying and so many things. That we should not tell.
Yes.
I'll tell you anything, Aditya. One point you have to understand.
Hmm.
Systems are good.
Yes.
Only the persons who use the system, apply the system, they are bad.
Yes.
Shastra yavagulu correct with the Shastri na sariral. Sadhu sariyag madpontra sarang.
Yes.
Adoste kalibak.
Very well said, sir. And I think in the oncoming wave, or what has been predicted rather, people will use such good information and use their own decree, even doctors, to treat those cases whichever requires medication and which does not require. And speaking about the pandemic itself, sir, most of the homeopaths are in the belief that it is not, as you said, it is not the external environment, but rather the person inside who lets disease affect him. But if we see this pandemic, we see that everywhere it is projected to be that the virus is the main cause of the disease, and it's regarding the new strains, the mutations and everything. Somewhere, even for a homeopathic physician, he might start feeling that, yes, if I tackle the virus, then I will succeed. But how do we stay strong? Are there any examples which you have encountered where despite the virus being there, the person has not been affected?
You read the Kant's philosophy. The second chapter itself, it is very clearly told.
Mm.
The bacteria is not the cause of the disease.
Yes.
Mm. It appears much after the disease cause appears.
Yes.
So those doctors who you are referring to,
yeah,
let them read the Kant's philosophy.
Yes.
The bacteria has nothing to do. See, you have come to my house only when I allowed you, permitted you to come in.
Yes.
Same is the case with the person who allows the bacteria,
yes,
to go. In one of the meetings, I was made as the chairman of the meeting for prevention of the leprosy.
Mm-hmm.
It was the International Leprosy Day something.
Mm-hmm.
I told openly, there was a district leprosy officer who was an NEB-based doctor,
mm-hmm,
sitting by my side.
Mm-hmm.
And in a rural place, that,
mm-hmm,
program was conducted.
Mm-hmm.
I was the branch head,
mm-hmm,
of Syndicate Bank.
Okay.
So they invited me. In the village, there were nobody, no VIPs. Branch manager, they VIP. I told him, leprosy, the cause is not the leper, that bacillus.
Yes.
It is the person who allows it, you stay with it.
Mm.
Even in COVID, you take,
yes,
3% is the effective
morbidity rate.
Yes. Only 1.5% is the death rate.
Yes.
All the 98.5, how did they survive? Same bacteria, virus is available in the atmosphere. Their own family members were affected.
True.
They worked with them, they mingled with them, they were not affected.
Yes.
So the homeopathy doctors asking such questions, any doctor,
mm,
that is wrong.
Yes.
Read the material. America, read the philosophy. Very clearly they said that bacillus or virus cannot affect the person whose immunity is high. That is what allopathy people are telling.
Yes.
Immunity, immunity, immunity. This we have told long at 1.5 years, centuries back, Hahnemann told about the susceptibility.
Yes.
One chapter is there, you read them. Yes. So, what, even coming third wave as you are telling, my concern is only this. Let all the people know that homeopathy is there first.
Yes.
Let them approach any homeopathy doctor. Let them take any medicine.
Mm.
I will tell you, the most that is just started practice, new intern also, if he knows definitely something about homeopathy.
Mm.
Let him give any medicine it works.
Yes.
Because ultimately we see the similarity.
Yes.
Nearest similarity also, even if he goes Belladonna, Belladonna has got some similar symptoms.
Yes.
It will work to some extent. By that time his immunity will go up and he cures himself.
True. True.
That is what the philosophy says of homeopathy. We never cure. You have to cure yourself. We will only improve your immunity power. You will not be susceptible to the virus. So your question is, the virus, even the homeopathy doctors have this doubt, means they have not studied the philosophy.
Yes.
That is what I have been telling from the beginning of this class.
Yes.
You read the Materia Medica, read the philosophy, read the Argana. Bacteria cannot do anything without the permission of the person.
Yes.
So let it be there. Let it be there in the atmosphere.
Mm.
It will not affect us.
Yes.
This is what I gave treatment to more than 120 COVID positive cases I treated.
Yes.
All of the first dialogue what I say is, COVID is like any other flu fever. Please take the medicine, you will be okay.
Mm.
No, sir. Fever is there, sir, for the last 1 week, sir.
Mm.
And a typhoid fever will be there for 14 days. Are they dying? Cold and cough is there, sir. Choking is there, sir.
Mm.
Are they, pneumonia, choking will be there. Why do you worry? Take the medicine. Take homeopathy.
Mm.
You will never die, I am telling you. You are okay, you are okay, you are okay. Even this much positive thought was not given by the doctors in the hospital. They don't have time. We don't blame them.
Yes.
Because one doctor has to attend 300 patients.
Yes.
So it is not their mistake, their fault. I don't point out to anybody, any individual or government or anything. It is only the ignorance.
Yes.
And now the solution to this is, let them open the hospitals, including ICU, to homeopathy and Ayurveda. Let them try. Anyway, the government, many people are dying. Such cases, terminal cases, stop the steroids, allow homeopathy to work. Definitely, we will be able to save 99% of the cases. 1% if the CT score is more than 24, 23, 25, we may not be able to save them. Such cases even. Homeopathy cannot help. They go under incurable category.
Yes.
So, just let them try. Let the government have an open eye. Let the people demand it.
Yes.
Whoever is listening to this class, let them demand homeopathy.
Yes.
100%. People will not die and we can take care of them.
Wonderful thought, sir. We thank you very much for sparing this much time. My friend Anvesh has a question. You will conclude. Okay. Now, before you conclude, let him have his final words, what he wants to say. So, we request you to sum up this podcast with your final thoughts and words.
Sir, one thing is very clear, sir. Homeopathy is the only holistic science which can tackle all the persons, because we are bothered about the person, not the name of the disease. And the person, according to his susceptibility, according to the immunity, whatever you call, he will show the symptoms as a reaction when the virus enters the body. That is the enemy that entered the body, the vital force fights with it, and during that fight, some symptoms come out, and we select the medicine based on those symptoms.
Mm.
So it is always symptomatology. Suppose a thief enters the house, the owner fights with him. In that fight, TV may be broken, some other damage may happen. These are all only the damages, but the fight, because of the fight. So like that, the vital force fights and some symptoms will come out. We'll select the medicine, so it is a holistic system. Let the people try homeopathy first, then go to allopathy.
Yes.
Not first try allopathy, then come to homeopathy.
Yeah.
So my request to all the members and who are listening to this class is, first try homeopathy, demand homeopathy, and homeopathy surely will solve your problem. And better you take in the first few days, not after 15 days of attack, or not after the lungs are totally damaged, not like that. So it take in the beginning itself, homeopathy can be taken, and it will boost your immunity power. All the medicines in homeopathy are immunoboosters. Only the vitamin K or vitamin D or something or immunity boosters. No. In homeopathy, every medicine boosts only immunity.
Yes.
We never fight with the disease, we never fight with the virus.
Yeah.
This point, let it be clear to all the persons who are attending the class. And my request to the government is to allow homeopathy also to treat the holistic way of the patients in the ICU, wherever they are there. In terminal cases, we can try. Only leave us the terminal cases, we can try for them. At least out of 10, we can save 5 or 4. How the families will be very happy.
Yes.
So this is my request. And I thank you both having come and asked for the giving me chance to talk this evening.
Namaste. Thank you, dear listeners. We give a good listen to all the conversation with him on views of homeopathy and different theories in homeopathy, potency and repetition. Diet and regimen for the patient who use homeopathy, and how homeopathy was earlier and in the present scenario, and people demanding of homeopathy, and what are the hurdles faced by the homeopath in many views, the difference between a classical homeopath, Animanian homeopath, and a modern homeopath, and the future view of an intern who exits from the hospital to the final practice for a graduation and practice, and the psychological approach for a homeopath with a spiritual background, and many inspirational cases from homeopathy, waves and treatment in COVID, and online consultation in homeopathy, and COVID virus is the cause of epidemics and waves. We got many views on these topics. And now I thank our guest, psychologist, mentor, and founder for various organizations, Dr. Vavilala Venkata Ramakrishna Shastri Garu, and Dr. Aditya, the team behind this podcast, with sound engineer Prashant and Sriram. This is Dr. Anvesh signing off from the second episode of the podcast. Thank you.